What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com. The perfect rep. What is the perfect rep? How do you perform the perfect rep? Now, here's the deal. This is not going to be about athletic performance. This is not going to be about CrossFit. This is not going to be about Olympics or powerlifting. This is strictly about hypertrophy and my understanding and interpretation of the data put forth in training. So, the perfect rep. Before we talk about the perfect rep, go to tigerfitness.com. We got Vasky back in stock, the non-stimulant pump enhancer you add to your current pre-workout or take on its own under $20. It is a no-brainer. Plus, MTSWA is back in stock. Four flavors right now, 2, 4, and 6 pound bundles. It is an awesome deal. Let's get to this. So, as far as training goes, the reason I had an idea to do this video is I'm on Twitter and I posted a rep or a set of me doing leg curls. And there was a big discussion because I like to explode on the way up and come slow on the way down, controlling the eccentric. Is it a slow 100% controlled eccentric? No, it is an eccentric that is sometimes super slow, but at the end of the day, I'm going up way faster than I'm coming down. And you might ask, why would I want to explode on the concentric or the forceful getting the weight up motion, either pushing hard or pulling hard? And why would I want to go slower and control it on the way down on the eccentric, which is the lowering the weight, whichever way, whether you're pushing or pulling? So I took some notes and I want to go over them with you. I want to make sure that I didn't miss anything. So the reason it's superior for hypertrophy to explode with the weights, not out of control, but whew, try to lift the weight as fast as possible with as much load as possible. If that doesn't make sense, if a weight moves well in powerlifting, that means most likely you could go up in weight. So the goal is if you're pushing as hard as possible, the weight will go up faster. Now, fast might mean still grinding out a rep, but it's still gonna be faster. So, for example, if I'm doing a bench press, I'm gonna try and move it as fast as possible because I'm pushing as hard as possible. On a quadruple extension deadlift or a jump deadlift, I tell the kids, don't focus on jumping, focus on lifting the weight so powerful that your feet leaves the ground, okay? So for muscle hypertrophy, right, eccentric training, which is characterized by controlling lowering movements, has been shown to cause more micro trauma in muscle fibers than concentric action. So when you lower slowly with heavier weights, you're going to cause more micro trauma. This micro trauma is the key factor in hypertrophy or muscle growth as it triggers the body's repair processes, leading to increase in muscle size. So there's a study published in the Journal of Applied Physiology found eccentric training led to greater hypertrophy gains than doing concentric training alone. And we use this to our advantage. During the season, let's say if we have a football player at Legacy, at Carbon, and the football player still wants to maintain strength and power, but can't be sore because they're playing that week. If we're doing a deadlift, for example, we're gonna do an explosive lift, and then we're gonna drop it. So there is absolutely no eccentric at all. We remove the eccentric 100%. By the way, there's a wasp! Ah, get out of the way. Okay, I got you. I'll fuck you up. We're not gonna edit that out. So basically, we have them lift. So they're doing a deadlift, and they drop it. On the bench press, we're gonna have them go up as fast as possible. We might even help them lower the weight. It depends on the athlete and how strong they are and the event that's coming up. But we do not want any soreness. We do not want weight training to affect their ability to perform in any way. So there's a way to train and not get sore. And you can get sore with concentrics alone. But again, the micro trauma induced by eccentrics make it so it makes you more sore. So if I'm training athletes who need to perform and I need to keep their strength and power up, what do you think I'm going to do? And I don't want to have atrophy during the season, which happens because essentially they're just doing cardio. I mean, football, while you're pushing people and stuff, it's mostly cardio. You're not overloading. There's that. So strength gains. So incorporating these eccentric movements can lead to more strength gains. So there's been data on this, and this because the muscle can handle more weight on the eccentric phase of a list composed to the concentric. So generally speaking, you'll be able to lower more weight than you can raise. I'm using the bench press as example because I can move my arms and you can't see my legs right now. I might be naked from the waist down. That's why I was so afraid of that wasp. Okay. Over time, this allows the body to adapt to higher stress loads, which means increased strength. Again, you're looking at progressive overload, which is how we build muscle. Research published in Medicine and Science and Sports Exercise supports the effectiveness of eccentric training, increasing muscle strength, maximal strength. So if you're lifting and controlling it, you're getting the concentric, but if you're just coming down, you're completely missing the boat on getting that trauma. So let's go to the concentric, right? So neuromuscular adaptations, mind-muscle connection, whatever you want to call it, right? Neuromuscular adaptations. Explosive concentric movements help improve the rate of force development, which is the RFD, the rate of force developments, a critical element in many athletic performance. This involves training the nervous system to recruit more muscle more rapidly and efficiently, leading to improvements in power and speed. Again, plenty of data to back this up. That's why we focus a lot on concentric during the season, because it still allows us to make gains. Excuse me, we had this one kid, his name's Stafford. And during the season, during the football season, he actually hit 3 PRs in deadlift and 4 PRs in bench, I believe. Bryce will be able to tell you better. Metabolic stress. So controlled eccentric training is also associated with metabolic stress, an increase in it, a factor contributing to muscle growth and adaptation. A slow lowering phase creates continuous tension in the muscle, enhancing your metabolic growth to factors such as hormonal responses, muscle cell signaling, all those things. Again, eccentric. Eccentric is a lot of where the muscle's built, so you don't want to just drop the weight. But concentric, again, you're looking at neuromuscular adaptations, you're looking at recruiting more muscle fibers. They go hand in hand. Energy efficiency. So eccentric contraction more energy efficient compared to concentric. This efficiency allows for greater work to be done with less perceived effort, leads to increased performance and increased gains over time. Injury prevention. So why would I put a kid on a slantboard goblet squat and have him come down real slow? Because it helps improve your tendon strength, elasticity, reduces risk of injuries, and they also often, they're offer a cornerstone when you're trying to rehab. So if someone gets injured, let's say they tear a pec, I'm not gonna just push. I'm also gonna come down and help that tendon get stronger. Eccentric training is also very dangerous. So why you really need to be careful, when you're doing the eccentric training, make sure your elbows aren't out, make sure you're bringing it in, you're nice and slow, you're controlled, because again, if you lose that control, you're more apt to get injured. So at the end of the day, the best way to do a rep, this is how I do a rep. If I'm doing a leg curl, I'm forcefully pushing it up, then I'm controlling it down to full range of motion. Boom. Now I'm not doing it so explosively. As the weight gets higher, I can't do it to the point where I'm smacking my butt and the weight goes up and the bar stops, too much momentum. But when I have heavy weight, if I'm aiming to move it as fast as possible, that's an explosive concentric. If I am lowering the weight slowly, no matter what the rep scheme or whatever, I'm going to recruit more muscle fibers. I'm going to cause more damage and hopefully have more growth. Anyway, hopefully this helped you guys out. Go to tigerfitness.com now. Tigerfitness.com. While I would love to subscribe to this channel, please subscribe to this channel. You could do your part in supporting this channel, supporting me, supporting everything, be about that life. Shout out to Chris Beastmo Jones for this shirt. By going to tigerfitness.com, supporting me, including Chris Jones's brand, which is Pump Chasers, including MTS Nutrition, the Outright Bars. We got MTS Way back in stock, Immortal, Vasky, all that good stuff. Anyway, thank you so much for watching. I'm Mark Lowblender. That's not a game.